We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
P-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. JP put the phone number out, 1-800-636-1067 a moment ago. We're asking questions about the temperature. Is it hotter for Ron Rivera now at the hottest at any point in his career since he's come here? And we want to get to a lot of those calls at this point. They go right to the phone line. Laughing, who we got on line one?
Kevin in Fort Washington.
Kevin, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
What's up, B. Mitch and Finley? How y'all doing today, man?
We good, brother. What's up?
Man, I think Dinosaur Ron needs to go, Slim. he needs to go. But hey, can I ask you a question now? Hey, yeah. Brian, how come you never interview like Ron Rivera or none of them? I notice JP do it all the time. What I think they don't want you to interview them because you're going to ask them the questions that they don't want to answer.
But that's his job. He goes out there, you know. I'm never out there. I'm always over here.
Yeah.
And JP goes out there. He does that for the actual TV station where he does Ron, I think, a couple times a week. He does some of the players. He also gets some of the coordinators. I'm in the studio doing my stuff over here. But, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Hey, but let me ask you another question. How come they don't have no alumni on their coaching staff at all? I'm talking about the coaching, because I know
They got Ryan Kerrigan.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is he don't have a tradition like the older guys have. They don't have it.
Yeah. Listen, I'll say this, and I will go to my grave with this. I really believe it's some level of animosity with the stuff that happened prior to everything coming, how things are now, because when you talk about this team and this franchise and the winning, it's normally about stuff that happened before, all of the things that are going on now. So I think there's some level of animosity there. But, hey, we'll see. I mean, whenever you have any event and you see people around, the fans cater to the old as much or probably more than they do the new.
Because you tell me Monty Coleman can't coach up the linebackers?
Sure he could. I think Monty at this point probably not willing to do.
I understand, but what I'm saying is they don't even attempt to get those guys who have Super Bowl rings, who know the burgundy and gold and the tradition.
Yeah, that's around the league. That's why I tell people over and over again, I'm quietly pulling for the Detroit Lions to be successful, because that team is damn near majority former players, and if they see it work once, they may try it somewhere else. Instead of having a lot of coaches who run in and want to get everybody that didn't play or whatever because they already have problems with the former athlete. Thanks for your call, man. All right,
thanks.
Let's get to number two. Who we have?
Muhammad in Fairfax.
Muhammad, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, gentlemen, how y'all doing today,
man? We're doing well, man.
Hey, I want to make a two comment. I think one is that you were just speaking to gentlemen about U.S. economy and the Commanders. Statistically, when you look at a number or data analytics, it tells you the market, how it's going to work. But when you look at the Commanders, history tells us that it doesn't look that good to turn around. And I think you just made a comment, B. Mitch, regarding to maybe, and I thought about it actually today, how the owners doesn't like the old tradition, the old owners, the players that play that won Super Bowl that made the team who they are. And when he came in, because the team was, you know, season ticket was sold out, he was making money. And everything he has done since he took over this organization is to bring people so he can make money, not to win, right? Mm-hmm. And I have a question. And then the question I want to ask you guys is that how come that all those young coaches that we had, now the head coaches or other teams, very successful, but we're not? I want to hear what you guys think.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. Well, I think what happens, Sean McVay is at a team where – I think money is no object. And they have a bunch of super, super talented players. You look up there, I think it's LaFleur is up in Green Bay. He's in an area where that fan base basically owns the team. But, you know, they have a guy running it, actually a former Washington player anyway, He's the president of the club. They have been doing it for a long time the same way. I look at who else is it? The kid right now in Minnesota. Kirk Cousins is his quarterback. They got some high-level talented players, Justin Jefferson and things of that nature. They have talented people that can play one position very well, and they have them at a lot of positions. We have a mindset that we want guys that can play multiple positions, but I don't think they're damn good. A lot of guys aren't damn good at anything. They're average at the at certain positions. And they have a lot of input, okay? They have veteran players who have been successful who also will question. We don't have that here. We have a lot of guys who are self-starters, self-motivators, and they take care of them. We have a lot of guys also who are on their last leg where they're scared to say something. I think you need to have a lot of players on your team that takes full ownership. I'm not saying that they're going to disrespect a coach, but a coach sometimes needs to be challenged and checked too. Like, you could just tell me, this is what I say, do. You know what? That don't work. I'm not a high school kid or a college kid even. I'm a man. And at this job, it's my profession. And if you want me to go out and do something over and over again, I have to truly believe that it's going to work. Because if I do something this week, next week, next week, and it doesn't work, more than likely me as a veteran player, when I would not do it again. And if we can't have that conversation, then that's a problem to me. So ultimately, I think this thing has to become more of, as I told North Turner before, this is not just your team. It's my damn team too. And it's probably more my team as a former player or a player when I was playing, because I was going to lay roots here. The coaches leave. They go. I've been here for over 30 years. So I have a deeper a connect with this franchise and the things going on here than a lot of people that even play for them now. They roll in, they roll out. Coaches roll in, roll out. We're still here to deal with it every day. So I understand how fans in the area get pissed off. And sometimes if the line of communication is not open from coaches to players and players to coaches, you end up having problems. So that line of communication needs to be open. And in my belief, I don't think it completely is. Let's go back to the phone lines.
All right, I got Warren in Charles County.
Charles County. Warren, what's up, brother?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to
hey,
you.
Hey, good morning, B. Mitch. Good morning, Finley. Yeah, I believe that the heat is turned up, but it's not turned up enough. I think he's getting a free pass on a lot of things. I hear him talking about the players executing, getting more time for Carson Wentz. But I don't hear him saying anything of what the coaches are going to do differently, okay? You need to devise some plays that's going to be imaginative, that's going to get him more time, that's going to work towards his strengths, that's going to work to help the offensive line that are blocking their asses off, creating pockets, that he's running further downfield out of the pocket into the damn sack, okay? So when are you going to be talking about what the coaches are going to be doing differently? How are you going to get more out of the coaches? What are you telling? You talking about the D-line and Sweat's inability to get to the quarterback. Well, how are you coaching him up? How come he was able to get to the quarterback in college, but he can't get to the quarterback in the pros? Okay, he was getting to him his first year, but after he been under your coaching, he haven't been able to do anything. So I could go on and on, but I'm not. Hey, B. Mitch, shout out. You and I, we met before. Your wife was in the multi-level marketing. But anyway, my shout out. Thanks for having me.
All right, bro. Appreciate you, man. What's up? All right, man. You know, I just think that a lot of times, and I think when we listen to the successful teams and you hear them talking, and JP's back now, I hear exactly what he's saying. I hear coaches saying what they need to do, and it's like they see a partnership with the coaches and the players. A lot of times when the talking I hear here, it's us and them. See, coaches, yes, you're in an authoritative position, but the strange thing about NFL coaching is you're not the highest paid person. Some of the players are. And this is professional, where it's not necessary. Yes, I want your guidance, but I might know as much as you know about what the hell I'm seeing. I would put my money on any center that's been playing in this league over 4 years over probably any coach, because that center calls more stuff than the quarterback does. And if he's talking to you and you're not listening, and however, and you got defensive players that may be looking and you're not listening, then that's a problem. So I just think it needs to come to more respect from coaches to players and players to coach, vice versa, so you can get that. Because if it's not happening the other way, eventually a grown man going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Well, B, as much as we've talked about the quarterback and the O-line, I got to say, not necessarily encouraging news. And it's only Wednesday, and they got till Sunday. I recognize all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just went down and watched a little bit of practice. And ideally, our listeners know this because we like to point it out, but the NFL is structured as such. Like, Wednesday is the beginning of the week. Like, you're going to put your specific game plan installations in for Dallas this week. Tomorrow would probably be third down, and then Friday is usually red zone. Mm-hmm. That's the typical structure, and it's been that way for some time. Typically, you'd want your starters prepared. Charles Leno didn't have his helmet, isn't practicing. It looked like, and we'll be able to talk to him later, but just watching it, kind of looked like a veteran day off for Leno. I mean, these guys get beat up. They're now 3 weeks into the season. Sam Cosmi, the other tackle, had a pretty sizable brace on his knee. I tweeted out a picture if you want to check it out, at JP Finley, MBCS. So that's your two tackles. Cosme's got a new brace on his knee. If you go back and watch Sunday's game, he had to come off for a few plays after he banged up his knee. Go back and watch that play, because it damn near looked like a hyperextension. It looked like a really tough bend there. And I don't think he looked like the same player after that. So that's your two tackles. Wes Schweitzer's not out there. And we've talked a lot about Schweitzer's Swiss Army knife functionality, that he can play the center spot or both guard spots. But he was already hurt earlier this year, had to miss a game. That's how Trey Turner got into the starting lineup. Trey Turner's been put on skates in consecutive weeks. I think perhaps Schweitzer's just getting rest. But Schweitzer didn't seem 100% in the game against the Eagles. If nothing else, just go back and watch the shotgun snaps. And they're in shotgun a lot. I think it's pretty clear Wentz likes operating out of shotgun. And the shotgun snaps a lot of times were kind of low and slow, which is not what you want. So in addition, even with a healthy starting offensive line, I think you can make a pretty obvious argument that the Dallas D-line has the advantage. And if these guys are beat up, oh, boy, Brian.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, like you said, okay, you think it might be a day, of like a veteran day off of, you know, you say, because it's 3 weeks into the season and these guys, they wasn't practicing, like talking about. They already had veteran days off, all damn training camp.
Leno practiced all of camp. Norwell and Turner, you're absolutely
right.
But I'm saying,
like so many guys with so much. So that whole mindset is troubling to me. Because when I'm watching, I watched 3 weeks so far, and I will tell you, we are not the most aggressive and dominant team out there. The other teams seem to be more aggressive, faster, and just a little bit more in shape. And maybe, just maybe, when we sit here and we go, oh, you know, it's different today, and the players, you got to let them rest. Is that maybe if you let somebody do something over and over again, they begin to expect it. If you teach them the other way, they begin to expect that as well. So I know Detroit was way more physical than we were. We watched the Eagles be way more physical and faster than we were.
Especially at the line of scrimmage,
so,
on both
so
sides.
So what I'm saying is, eventually, we have to understand that the way we approach football and get ready for football may not be, even in this day and age, may not be conducive. Because I've talked to a lot of players around this country, and I've been asking guys, like, you know, man, you look at the stuff today, they say, look, bro, it's still football. And, you know, I say that all the time. I don't care what the rules stipulate and what they say. You got to get ready to play this game. This game is hard, man. And if you don't get physically fit to do it, normally injuries begin to occur. Or you get so tired and worn out that the other team just seem a little step faster than you. And I listen, from what I've seen with the practices and what pops up on all the feeds and stuff, and I know guys that work over there, it's a lot slower than what it used to be. But at other teams we watch, it ain't that damn slow. The approach may be wrong.
Time. It's an interesting time out here. You're going to Dallas. Last year they hung up 55. I recognize that it's not Dak playing, and that was a unique COVID situation, and there's a lot of differences. But they hung up 56 on you last year. They were up 42-7 at halftime. You're going back down there. I would have serious concerns. We're going to get an injury report today, as everybody knows in the NFL, and particularly here in Ashburn, those injury reports aren't always the most forthcoming of details. But, B, if Schweitzer can't go, you're talking about the dude they just signed off the street last week, probably as your starting center, because they don't have a real backup for him. If Sadiq Charles or Wes Martin's playing center for you this week, you're in a world of trouble. I think if the guy Martin they signed last week, who was a free agent in September, is starting for you, you're in a difficult spot. Cosby's going, so you got to assume he's going on Sunday. But if he's not right, and these edge rushers between Parsons and Lawrence, and I know they move those guys around a ton, but primarily, especially Lawrence is coming off the edge, and he's coming hard. The Dallas D-line had an advantage before this Wednesday practice where the O-line looks to have a lot of moving parts. And we give a ton of credit to John Matsko, who's a really good offensive line coach, but at some point, it's Jimmys and Joes and not X's and O's. And right. I'm worried about the Jimmys and Joes. One Jimmy and or Joe I'm not worried about is our guy Garnet Hathaway from the Washington Capitals. Cap season's coming back, baby. I think there's real games in like the next 10 days. They have a preseason game tonight, which I'll be watching. Next, though, we're going to catch up with Garnet. Haven't talked to him all summer. He ignored us all summer, but now we're back, baby. He's got a beer coming out, benefiting his foundation, Hath's Heroes.
We're going to drink some of it coming up.
We're going to drink. Yeah, we're going to do all of it. Don't go anywhere. We'll hear from Garnet Hathaway next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bam. Ooh, you feel that little bit of chill in the air today, B? Fall is here. Leaves will be falling soon. And that means Caps Hockey will be back on the ice soon. Nobody helps us understand or talk more about Caps Hockey than our boy, Mr. Garnet Hathaway. Garnet joins us now. Garnet, what's going on, man? How was your offseason?
Offseason was great, guys. Good to be back, though. Excited to be back.
Excited, huh? And so
what'd you do for the offseason?
You know, I actually, my wife and I stayed around here.
And you still didn't call us?
That's what I was going to say, Pete.
We talked. Remember, we did the draft thing together. And you guys were busy. Then I was busy. Then you were busy again, I feel like. I feel like that was it. that must have been, what, last week? That's what it feels like.
Have you ever noticed how somehow everything on this program always comes down to me doing something wrong? I find it hard to believe that that's always the case.
I believe it is.
Regardless.
That's what all the longtime listeners say, too. They always blame you, so it makes sense.
Yeah. I suppose it's right. Well, dude, how excited are you for this year? There's a preseason game tonight. I think you're playing in it. We'll see. But how ready are you to get back out on the ice?
I can't wait. You know, it's kind of that back to feeling, back to school feeling you guys, like everyone remembers. Like, I've been in town for the whole summer, and then guys start trickling back in, and
What is different for the Cats? I know you guys got a new goalie, Kemper. That's a big deal. I mean, he just won a cup. Like, I imagine you guys are practicing and stuff. Is it weird? Are there new dudes in the locker room? You got to, like, figure out, you know, who kind of stinks and who's kind of messy and all that? Or has that all kind of worked itself out?
I mean, first off, I think it's really rare to get a Stanley Cup winning goalie, you know, fresh off a cup, to be a free agent and then switch teams. And it's a huge addition for us. You know, have that new stability in net with him and Chuck, Charlie Lindgren. So it's, you know, that's huge. Like you said, we got a few new faces, but we have such a great locker room, such a veteran locker room that, you know, even, you know, I feel like when I came 3 years ago, it was, the guys want to make it as seamless as possible to bring guys up to speed, you know, become friends with everybody off the ice, and then, you know, get the system down and get the chemistry down for on the ice. So it's been a quick transition. You know, I hope the guys who are coming in say the same thing. You know, it's an easy environment to feel comfortable in and feel themselves.
Regarding, you talk about the getting a goalie like that, fresh off the Stanley Cup, and you know what his capabilities are. How much pressure does that take off of a team knowing you have that veteran guy in net?
Yeah, I think you know, we're probably, you know, you don't want to say you want to lean on the goalie even more, knowing what you have behind you. But, you know, I think we're going to take a lot of pride in having a guy who, you know, we got to lift the cup last year. Like, it's exciting for us to say, you know, we have that guy who was the backbone of that championship team, and he wanted to come to D.C. He wants to win here. And guys get excited about that, right? Like, you, in anything, you guys who bring in that energy, that excitement, it's kind of contagious. And it's one that I know guys are excited to have him be on our team. I know it's pretty mutual, him wanting to be with us.
So that's an interesting thing you touched on, because, you know, you signed here a couple of years ago, and you said the new goalie, Darcy Kemper, wanted to be here. Brian and I spend an awful lot of time talking about a different organization where perhaps free agents don't necessarily want to go. What is the vibe around the league with the Caps? Like, is it a prime destination, I would ask.
I would say, you know, even before I knew how great of an area D.C. is, Arlington, Virginia, it was the team and the organization that got me attracted to it. You know, I was like, wow. They're a team you hate to play against. They're a winning team year after year. And they're a locker room that really seems to be filled with veteran guys, leaders who want to win and are great character guys as well. So and once you add in, you know, once I got here and then I've been here for 3 years, it's like, I didn't even know, you know, the weather was this great, or, you know, the facilities are this nice, or, you know, the game rink is great. The fans are this great. Like, it really adds on. So to be able to have the chance to pick a team in free agency like Darcy did, right? You come off a cup, and I'm sure a lot of teams were asking about him. And, you know, we're one of those teams that he saw as a championship caliber team. He knows what it's like to play against us, and he wants to come here and help us win and be a part of that.
Hey, Gordon, I asked you this question, okay? You talked about the veteran players that come in, and you came in. You're highly skilled. You know, most players that come in, highly skilled. Kemper, Darcy, he comes in, he's highly skilled. He just won a Stanley Cup in net. When you bring in guys that you know can handle their job, that's easy to like and see. How about the veteran guys that seem to be average or running the mill? Do you have the same level of confidence when you got those guys compared to having the guys that's top-notch? I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah. No, I think it's, you know, whoever wants to come to D.C. is coming here for the right reason and the same reason. You know, whenever guys have options, You know, now there's 32 teams in the league. They can go. They have places to go. They have options to go to. And, you know, it's a testament to the guys who are in this locker room now that the guys chose to come here. You get excited about everyone who wants to join you, you know, in that journey to win the Stanley Cup. That's the dream. And to have guys who, you know, have the same mentality, the same mindset, you know, whoever signs that contract and comes into our locker rooms, you know, it's now part of our family that we're going to go to work together and really, you know, stand up for the guy next to you. It's a family type situation.
We're talking with our friend Garnet Hathaway, Caps right winger, scored 14 goals last year. I got a couple questions for you, and these are hard hitters. So, yeah, we're sending it at 18, Garnet. So
and I'm going.
No pressure,
with, I'm going
right?
with the over.
No pressure. New goalie for the Caps. Tell me if I'm saying it wrong. Darcy Kuemper, correct?
I think that's right. If it's wrong, then he hasn't corrected me. So,
all right. Does
maybe,
he have a
maybe
nickname
he's just being
yet?
Nice, but I think he likes Kemps.
Kemps.
I feel like all I find right. myself calling him Darce a lot. I don't know why, but
I like Kemps better than Darce. I can tell you that. As somebody that's trying to come up with a
nickname. He probably does too, yeah. That's a good point.
I'm trying to come up with a nickname for the Commanders, and nothing rolls off the tongue, but some people are going with Durs, which is like Dars, which neither are good. So we're going to go with Kemps. Now, you do a lot of great work for charity, and we're about to talk about that, but I have a serious question for you. You're going into your fourth year here in Washington, I believe, right? Are you still the best fighter on the team? Because if you're going to be part of the B. Mitch and Finley world, you know, this is the home of Knuckle Up Records. There
yeah,
are tough,
we,
we're
we
a
may
tough
need,
guy show.
Need you to drop some bars for us every once in a while, too.
There's a lot of guys on my team that I do not want to fight. So I wouldn't, I'm not taking that title.
Is Tom back to fighting yet?
I'll give you guys their number, and then you guys can – I guess you're going to change the show on me.
nah, man, you're our guy.
I don't want to be dropped. No. It's exciting. You know, this team was always a team that I hated to play against. You go against guys who've been around for so long, and then you go against a guy like Tom, and you're like, this guy doesn't give you an inch all over the ice. So it's you know, it's one that. That's just the mindset of our team, and guys stick together, and that's probably right? you're as strong as the weakest guy on your team, but together I think we make a pretty tight knit group and a team that really no one wants to play against.
All right, but before we get into your Hats Heroes event you're gonna be having coming up, I have a young man, not you, not me, but another guy that's on his phone call with us. He called and told me, man, you know, where's the place? All right, and then he's complaining about you putting the address on a flyer. And I'm looking at the flyer that he sent to us. It says Other Half Brewing, Ivy City, 1401 Oakey Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20002. I want to know why JP didn't see any of that stuff right there, and he sent the damn flyer out.
He clearly just – he was just being a friend and helping promote.
He was
I'm
like,
glad
yeah,
you
he
found
has
it,
this
B-Mitch.
Beer event coming up, and I don't know where it's at. I'm like, it's on the damn flyer.
I hope other people aren't like JP and can actually find the brewery. It's like you said, it's in
most
Ivy
facets
City.
Of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it.
Your
so
words not,
Hass
your
Heroes.
Words not mine, yeah.
Hass Heroes, last year you sold really dope hats and shirts with proceeds benefiting Hass Heroes, which are first responders in and around the D.C. area. It's a cause that means a lot to you. Your grandfather was a firefighter, if I remember correctly. And to kick things off this year, you're launching a new beer with Other Half Brewing. And there's a launch party Monday night, October 3rd, 7 to 9, at the Other Half Brewery in Ivy City, D.C. All proceeds benefit DMV first responders. How'd you come up with the idea, and what kind of beer are we talking about?
Yeah, first off, you hit a lot of the good stuff. I'm glad you read the flyer this time. no, guys, I'm super excited. One, you know, the things we've been able to do to support the first responders in the DMV area is because the community comes together. Like you said, the apparel, we've done a couple, the apparel we did last season was huge. And we were able to give that to the Baltimore Fire Foundation, for the burn or for victims that have first responders who have fallen in action and seriously injured. So that was the community coming together to support the men and women who really, they put themselves on the line, put themselves in danger to keep us safe. True. And the only way we can be able to do that is by raising funds, by getting people together, and doing awesome things. So the apparel was last year, and this year we're coming out with a beer called Half Hazy. We're partnering, we're collaborating with the other Half Brewing, who makes awesome beer. They have an awesome spot in Ivy City. And like you said, we're going to have a launch party next Monday, October 3rd, from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll have some special guests there, and I'll bring signed caps items. We'll have a little auction going on, and then I think we're going to get a little, buy some tickets, and we might have a little raffle as well. So I'm really excited. Obviously you chose the beer because I think we can be able to spend time together. Now we can do public events. We can see each other. We can talk about it. And then, hopefully we can have a lot of first responders there that we'll be able to get them a relaxing night, thinking about other stuff than being on the first line, and coming together and helping raise money for, supporting them.
Is it open to the public, or is, certain clientele or tickets being sold? What's the...
No, it's like you said, that's great. It's a great question, V. Mitch. It's open to the public.
JP thought about it early. He forgot he was supposed to ask that question, though.
that's accurate.
I sold JP a ticket, but that's the only one I'm selling. It's open to the
what
public.
The hell? He told me it was $100 to get in.
it's open to the public, and I'll be there. A few other people will be there that I'll be mentioning. If you follow my Twitter, it's Garnet Hathaway. Just at Garnet Hathaway.
This social media expert.
I'll be posting more information about it. That's where you'll find the flyer, but you'll be able to get from now until Monday, you'll be able to find out a little more about who's coming. I'll show you guys a preview of what the can looks like. I think it's a really cool design, and the Hass Hero logo is incorporated a lot. So I think it's gonna be a can that hopefully catches a lot of people's eye, but I'll throw the can up there so people can see what they're looking for. And a little bit more about what, that is going to be in that event. And just hopefully get people excited about it and get people out to support the first responders and help past heroes have a little more outreach and be able to do more great things.
One more question. JP forgot to ask.
That's great.
Is this a kid-friendly event, or is this just adults?
No, it's kids can come as well. It's 7 to 9,
see, it's I'm 7 just to 9 saying, p.m. Man, so. He had all these questions, but he forgot every one of them he's supposed to ask.
No,
you just asked them. How do you know I wasn't going to ask them?
You weren't.
No, it's a really good question. Like, it's open to the public. They have a really good outdoor space. Obviously, there's beer, so I just ask that everyone, drinks responsibly, has rides prepared or smart about what they drink and make sure that they're not driving impaired, but kids are welcome. My son, he's going to be asleep, so he won't be there. And he's a year and a half year old, so he would probably just cause more havoc than good.
We'll wait till he's three.
Oh gosh.
My 3-year old caused plenty of havoc. So Garnet, here's the last one, and we'll let you go. Cause I know you got to get ready for the game tonight. I do know a radio program that ends most of their shows by saying, if you made it this far, I owe you a beer. So if you have some beer that you need perhaps given away or promoted, I might be able to set you up with those folks.
That sounds great. I would love that. I would, if you want to do that, I will get the beer. And I'll make sure you guys are good to go on that fulfillment. Yeah. I love that.
It sounds like that. That year and a half.
Did they just say that you're paying for beer for everybody, JP?
I don't know. I don't know. I think Garnet was very ambiguous there.
I'm buying JP's beer, and JP's buying everyone else's beer.
There we go. So yeah, that's a pretty good deal. I thought he said that. Yeah.
Garnet, we're going to let you go. It sounds like that year-and-a-half-old boy wants to cause some havoc with you.
He is. He's trying to get on the call with you guys, I think.
we'll take him next week.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, man. We'll see you on Monday. Congrats on the new beer.
All right, brother.
Thanks, guys. 7 to 9 p.m. I appreciate it.
Got you.
All right. Hass Heroes Beer Launch Party at Ivy City, Other Half Brewing, 7 to 9 on Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't go anywhere. Beamish and I got to break down what is going right with the Washington Commanders. Beamish and Finley, B, I want to talk about the black jerseys because the black helmets are out. And they look pretty dope. I just thought they were going to debut the black jerseys for the home game against the Vikings, but they're going to wear them this week in Dallas.
Oh, really?
That's news to me. And some people say that we knew this all along.
I don't know that we did.
I thought it was the Vikings game.
Nobody said they were going to do it.
Right. Maybe they can only control what they're going to do for home games. Right? Whatever. We're going to get into that at 1:30 because we got power rankings coming up next. NFL power rankings. B, how far do you think the Commanders have fallen in NFL?
They were 25 last week, right?
Yeah, I haven't looked yet, so I don't know. But I bet.
But last week they had dropped to like 25, I thought.
Yeah, last week they had dropped to 25.
But now I think they're going to be 28 or 9.
I think the Texans and the Jets definitively, there's still some 0-3 teams out there. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to do that next. Real quick, I got this email from the Caps about their promos. Monday, December 19th, they're giving away a holiday blanket, which looks pretty cool. Sunday in January is Kids Day. The first 5,000 kids get a bag.
All right.
In March, Ovi Goal Counter Bobblehead. So you get those for free just for showing up as long as you have a ticket. And then it says gift with purchase, which I assume means you buy a hat or something. I don't really know. But October 22nd, I think Landfill would love this. You can get an Oktoberfest Stein, so those big-ass beer mugs with the Caps logo
on. Love those.
Those are awesome.
I got a few of them from Germany.
Yeah, oh, that's even cooler.
Yeah.
January 17th, they are giving away Pride bucket hats. And on February 23rd, they're giving away a stuffed animal of the team dog Biscuit. So those are some very good options. What? Obviously, it's a stuffed animal looking like the team dog Biscuit.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't hear you completely.
Well, and I probably said it poorly. To me, the obvious one seed of all of these gift options is the OV bobblehead, right?
I think so. If you could happen to one day see him and get it signed, ooh, Lord, value.
For sure. I would want the bobblehead, then the Stein, and then probably the dog, the stuffed animal dog, because I could give that to my kids. That would be my order. Does that sound about right to you, or would you want the holiday blanket?
My kids are a little too old for the stuffed animal. But the holiday blanket, they love to sit and watch TV on this big old couch, and they'd love to be always on the blanket. So I'll take the holiday blanket.
You know what's going to be interesting, B?
What's that?
I'm not saying next year. I'm not saying in the immediate future. It won't be too long until you're back in the stuffed animal business because you're going to have grandbabies to be giving them to.
Their parents are going to buy them stuffed animals. I'm not buying stuffed animals.
I will take the over of 0.5 stuffed animals purchased for the first Mitchell grandchild.
Yeah, kid,
when we come back,
spoiled,
I can't wait for G Mitch and Finley.
G Mitch. Landfill, you know how much pleasure we're going to take out of calling him grandpa? Like, is anything going to be better in our life?
He's going to be Gramps.
I won't even tell y'all.
G Mitch. G Mitch and Finley coming right back. NFL power rankings. Don't go anywhere.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.